வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 8th of July, 1976, in Washington, D.C.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
Actually, I do not know how to inquire about the goal of life and the process for obtaining it. Being merciful upon me, please explain all these truths.
Sadha sadhana tattva puchite na jani kripa kari sab tattva kato apani. The injunction in the Bhagavad Gita is that tadviddhi, try to understand, not try, but must try. The human life is meant for understanding tattva, the absolute truth. That is the special advantage of the human life. If a human being does not inquire, or he is not trained up to inquire about it, it is a great disadvantage and it is enviousness. In the human life, the chance is there to make a solution of the whole problem, struggle for existence, survival of the fittest. This is going on, life after life. Now, here is a strong human life. He can understand what is the goal of life and how to achieve it. He can be trained. So, if that opportunity is refused to the human society by the guardians, by the government, it is a great misservice, great disadvantage. To keep them in darkness of animal propensities, because we are changing our body, here is a chance, after many evolutionary process, many thousands and millions of years, you are going to the park. How many plants and creepers are there? How many animals? How many aquatics? We have to come through all these processes, evolutionary process. So, here is a chance. Therefore, for the human being, is it advised that try to understand the goal of your life. Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva avigacche samitpani srotiyam. That is basic instruction. Must try. From the very beginning, children are not trained up to inquire about the goal of life. They are kept in darkness, simply eat, drink, be merry and enjoy. That is not civilization. They must be trained now. The opportunity must be given so that he can inquire more and more about the goal of life. The goal of life is, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will explain, that we are intimately related with God. Somehow or other, we are fallen down in this material world. We are, by mistake, accepting this body as self, and we are being trained up also only to see the bodily interest, just like cats and dogs. The animal also, they are interested with the body only. They have no other interest. But the human being is kept in the same darkness, simply bodily interest. That is a great disadvantage. So Sanatana Goswami, he understands that, because he has already begun, Kiyami kane amai jare tapotroy, yaha na jani kamane hitao. There are so many things with which you have to struggle. This is called struggle for existence, even the modern scientists, they call it. It is not a very peaceful situation. The same question was raised by Sanatana Goswami, that why there should be struggle for existence? Why not easy life, peaceful life? Why some outer elements they are giving us opposition? I want to be happy, but there is opposition. There is struggle for existence. This question should be there. Why? Even with a fly we have to fight. I am sitting without doing any harm to the fly, and it attacks. Bothers. So many. Even if you sit down without any offense, just as you are passing on the street, there is no offense, but from one house, all the dog began to bark. Why you are coming here? Why you are coming here? There is no cause of his barking, but because it is dog, his business is why you are coming. Why you are coming? Similarly, we have no freedom to go from one place to another at the present moment. There is immigration department. Why you are coming? Why you are? In many places we have been refused to enter. We have been refused or from the airplane. No, you cannot enter. Go back. So I have to go back. So many disadvantages. So padanga padanga jada vipada, nothing. In this material world, you cannot live very peacefully. Not peacefully at all. There are so many impediments. The Shastra says, padanga padanga jada vipada. Every state there is danger. Not only from these lower animals, but from the human society, by nature, on which we have no control. In this way, our life is not very happy in this material world, and we should be advanced in inquiring about it. So why there are so many impediments? That is human life. That is human life. So, how to inquire, how to become happy, what is the goal of life? Sanatana Goswami, not only Sanatana Goswami, he is representing us. We do not know. So, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or by the mercy of the servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can be enlightened. That to be, what is the goal of life? Why there is struggle for existence? Why there is death? I do not want to die. Why there is birth? I do not wish to enter into the mother's womb and remain packed up, conditioned for so many days. I do not want to become old man. But these things are enforced upon me. Therefore our business is, real business is, how to solve these questions. Not to arrange for economic development. economic development, whatever we are destined, we shall get it. Either happiness or distress, we shall get it. It's like we don't try for distress, but it comes, it is enforced upon us. Similarly, the little happiness which we are destined to obtain, that will also come. That is Shastra's advice. Don't waste your time to get artificially some happiness. Whatever you are destined to get happiness, it will come automatically. How it will come? Yathā dukkhaṁ yathanatah. The same way, just if you don't try for distress, but it comes upon you. Similarly, even if you don't try for happiness, whatever you are destined to do, so don't waste your time bothering about the so-called happiness and distress. Better engage your valuable time to understand what is the goal of life, why there are so many problems, why you have to struggle for existence. This is Krishna consciousness movement, that we are inducing people to understand the problem. It is not a sectarian movement or so-called religious movement. It is educational, cultural movement. Every man has to understand the goal of life. Every man has to understand why there is struggle for existence. If there is any remedy, if there is any process where we can live very peacefully without any disturbances, without any... These are the things to be learned in human life, and one should approach, just like Sanatana Goswami, he was minister, very educated, well-placed, but he has approached Chaitanya. So we should approach the Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his representative and surrender Padmiddhi Panipate. The way is not challenging. Can you show me God? These are challenges, not this way. God is everywhere, but first of all, make your eyes to see God. Then you challenge, can you show me God? This attitude will not help us. Submission. Tadviddhi pranipate. No. This is injunction of the heart. If you want to understand the science, transcendental science, tadviddhi, try to understand it. But pranipate. Very humbly, this life. Sanatana Goswami is submitting very humbly. So, tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasne. First of all, pranipat. Then pariprasne. Question. Don't waste your time by questioning some spiritual master or somebody unless you have pranipat. You must be ready to accept the answer which he gives. Then make enquiry. If you think that I have to test his answer because I am more learned or more advanced than him, then don't go there, don't propose anything or inquire anything. You first of all settle up that whatever I am going to inquire something from somebody, so whatever answer he will give, he will accept. Then there is question of or inquiry. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami, he completely surrendering. He said, I am blank, I do not know actually how to inquire you. So kindly, you speak everything. What is the subject matter of inquiry and what is the answer of such inquiry? I am completely blank, sir. I am simply submitting to you. Sattva, the goal of life, and sadha, the process by which one can approach. So I do not know anything about it. simply I depending on your mercy, that is, hipakuri, that is surrender. In this way, we can make advancement in our spiritual education, and we must carry out the order of the spiritual world. It's like you are singing daily, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chittete Koriya Oikko. Arana Koriya Mane. Arana Koriya Mane Asa. Do not think otherwise. Simply, whatever, first of all, select who will be your spiritual master. You must know the preliminary law. Just like if you want to purchase gold, at least you must know where gold is available. If you want to purchase a diamond, so you must know, if you are so foolish that you go to a butcher shop and ask him to supply diamond or gold, then you will be cheated. Then you will be cheated. You must know at least where to go and purchase gold or diamond. These are valuable things. That requires little intelligence and sincerity. If you are sincere that I want to purchase gold or diamond, this is a crude example, but a spiritual inquiry, if one is actually serious about understanding the goal of life, spiritual knowledge, then Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. He understands how this person is sincerely seeking, then he will give direction that you do this. He is giving direction in every respect. We want to do so many things. So Krishna giving us facility. Ishara sarabhutanam riddesho arjuna brahmayan sarabhutanam. He is giving all facilities. But when one becomes actually very much eager to understand Krishna, God, he is very glad to give instruction that you go to such and such person and you suddenly, simply inquire and you will be Guru Krishna Kripayapaya Bhakti. By the mercy of Guru, by the mercy of Krishna, one can make advancement in spiritual understanding. So one must be sincere. Then every direction is there. Thank you very much.